This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Tensions up a notch Thursday between Canada and India.
If there is any country, if you're talking about reputational issues and reputational damage, if there's any country that needs to look at this, I think it is Canada and its growing reputation as a place, as a safe haven for terrorists, for extremists, and for organized crime.
India's foreign ministry spokesman saying that India's high commission and consulates in Canada were unable to review visa applications due to security threats. The announcement came just hours after Canada's high commission in India said it would temporarily adjust staff presence in the country after some diplomats received threats on social media. Russia carried out its biggest missile attack in weeks across Ukraine on Thursday, pounding energy facilities in what officials said appeared to be the first salvo in a new air campaign against the Ukrainian power grid.
In the city of Cherkasy, rescue workers scour the rubble of a destroyed building. They manage to pull an injured man from under the debris and carry him on a stretcher to safety. In Kyiv, Maharita Mordokova looked out from the window of her apartment, which was destroyed by the shock from a blast. She wished the war to end and for Putin to stop the attacks on Ukraine. She told the AP, "Everything is not enough for him. What's not enough for him? What does he need?" The countrywide barrage coincided with the United Nations General Assembly summit in New York. At the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a speech in which he presented a Ukrainian peace formula. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today, Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C., meeting with the president and members of Congress. This is VOA News. The public in Gabon appears to support the military junta's arrest and detention of the son of ousted President Ali Bongo and members of his cabinet. Military officials in the capital charged them this week with crimes, including treason and corruption. From neighboring Cameroon, Moki Edwin Kinzaka reports marches have been held in several towns in a show of solidarity with the junta.
Yann-Ghislain Ngoulou, Noureddin Bongo Valentin, Steve Nzego.
André Patrick Reponnant, the state prosecutor for Libreville, tells Gabon's national television three people, including Sylvia Bongo Ondimba, ousted President Ali Bongo's wife, are being held under house arrest. Gabon's government accuses Sylvia of attempting to protect people involved in crime. Reponnant said Ali Bongo's eldest son, Noureddin Bongo Valentin, former presidential spokesman Jesse Eli Ekoga, and five other close aides of the deposed leader are being held in provisional detention. Moki Edwin Kinzaka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Azerbaijan has given Armenia a draft agreement on peace between the two. A representative to Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev said on Thursday that Baku is waiting for reaction. Yemen's Houthi rebels held a major military parade in Sana'a on Thursday, marking 9 years since they seized the capital in just days after peace talks with war foes Saudi Arabia. Armored cars, missiles, and thousands of uniformed fighters filed past Houthi dignitaries in a show of strength from the Iran-backed group as a military jet buzzed overhead. The parade took place 2 days after a Houthi delegation left Riyadh following positive but inconclusive talks aimed at ending a war that has ravaged the Arabian Peninsula's poorest country. The International Criminal Court is operating under strong limitations on its digital systems after being hacked. Sources and lawyers who work at the War Crimes Court said Thursday that they asked not to be identified, said that they had disconnected most of the systems that can access the internet at the court and that employees cannot access email. And if you're not on site, you cannot access documents. You can access all the news you want 24 hours a day on our website. That is voanews.com in Washington. I'm Scott.